Good morning, MGTOW men. I recently had a little bit of an opportunity to upgrade the fuel filter and fuel pump because the car stopped working. And one of the things I thought about is, you know, like on many boats that have, you know, not huge, huge, huge boats, but like, you know, like ocean liners and shit, but like, you know, on small boats, they can have a decent sort of an inboard diesel engine, but they can also have, you know, if that ever fucking conks out, they can have a small outboard, you know, resting on the back, ready to go in service, you know, so like for, say, a 20-foot or 30-foot yacht or some shit, you know what I mean? And I thought, well, we could do the same with a car, actually. There's room for it, you know. Add on a 5-horsepower motor and a single-drive wheel and appropriate sort of gearing so that you can sort of maintain, say, 15 k's an hour, you know. It's not much, but it's get you home kind of speed, you know. And nice day for a slow drive. And anyway, so I thought, well, what's the biggest fucking hill I have to get up, you know? And I thought, well, that's very, very hard getting topographical mapping and gradients and fucking altitude differences and all this sort of shit, right? And this is what I like about being brilliant. It's having brilliant fucking ideas, you know, and thinking things through. Like, and with Google Earth, right, down the bottom of the screen there, it'll say elevation. Okay? It's how many metres above average sort of sea level. And one of the things in Australia is you see these these white posts on the side of the road, they're pretty... between the sets is 100 metres. And there may be some that are missing because they've been run over or something, and you'll get extra ones going around corners and near around intersections and crossroads and, you know, where there's drains and culverts and shit like that. But basically, this is how it works, right? So if we're here, these posts here, it's 100 metres, you know, the perspective on these cameras and shit looks funny, you know, right? It's 100 metres from here up to here, right? And so, if we go to this position here, right between these lovely posts, right, we can say that's 150 metres above sea level at this position. Now, if we go up to here, I'm on a very, very, very slow internet connection. This is why I'm not using Google Earth. You know? So if we go up to here, this altitude here at these posts is 170 metres, right, above sea level. By looking at the elevation things, it says ELEV down the bottom there, right? I don't know why those are double. Maybe it's a fucking thing with the camera. But I've never seen them like that. I think it's a optical... Yeah, there's an aberration there in the bloody... See there? So anyway, so we have one post on each side of the road, right? It's 170 metres of elevation here. And when we turn around and look back down the road, those posts there and there are 100 metres away. So that's for every 100 metres we go up the go along and up the hill, we rise 20 metres in elevation. So that's for every 5 metres we go forward, we go up 1 metre, right? So that'll give us the base calculations to back engineer, to reverse engineer. Well, that's what sort of speed. Oh, where was it? So this is the retarded fucking, you know, my brain's hurting. But this is a 1 in 10 gradient with 5 horsepower or 3,750 watts, right? So, yeah, there's calculating gravity in the rise over the run and the power required to climb the hill. And so you sort of reverse all your figures back from that. I'm not stupid, I'm just, you know, motorbike crashes can affect how you sort of process data, you know. So this is converting the, you know, you could basically you climb a 1 in 10 slope at about 2.5 metres a second, you know, which is about 9 kilometres an hour using a 5 horsepower motor, right? So for the flat plains, you could have a different gear ratio to have, say, 15 k's an hour, and a deep reduction gearing for to get up a sort of the maximum kind of incline you're likely to encounter. But that'll get you, you know, that'll get you home. So you could basically, you know, get up a hill like that with five k's an hour, you know. I'm a bit fucked up, but I'm just tired, you know. And then you can sort of work out how much force you'll need. Now this is just the airing of the idea. It's not actually a very good. It's good for a start, but it's not the actual. You know, you got to do diameters and diameters and all, you know, all these sorts of things and ratios. You know, between a gear and how much power is going through the chain and what the rate. You know, what the smaller gear at the front of the motor is and what the gear stuck to the fucking wheel is. You know, that sort of stuff. You know. But that'll give you some sort of an idea, you know. And there's just how much force you need, you know. So this is how to do it, like, you know, to have a little strap-on engine as a get-you-home engine, you know. It's not a bad idea, actually. You know. So there you go, MGTOW men. From here, how to get, well, it's, we'll just say it's a 1 in 10 slope, you know. Over 100 metres, it goes up 10 metres in elevation. That's a fair sort of a gradient, you know. So every 10 metres, it goes up 1 metre. That's not bad, you know. I mean, there are plenty of places where it's a lot steeper. But there's, you got to know your routes, you know. If you go from here to there and back, you know what I mean? It's those consistent sort of journeys. You don't need to be looking for extremes of gradient, you know. So any way, MGTOW man, that's the ideas that are on my mind. Hope you enjoy. Hope you learn.